Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team TXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
The group Free the People Rock is now taking aim at Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren. The group is filing a lawsuit over the city's emergency order banning large overnight gatherings. They claim the order targets people in black and brown neighborhoods. Organizers say they are pushing the lawsuit because the order violates their constitutional rights. Mayor Lovely Warren pushing back, again saying that the violence that has plagued the city for much of the summer is a reason to do this, and the fact that for the most part it's been helping the situation, it seems, despite obviously the two people that were shot over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Jeez Louise, not good at all. But I mean, we need to keep people safe, so if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. I don't falter at all for that. The Canandaigua City School District is expected to have an announcement on its plans for the reopening of the school district tonight, actually, in Ontario County. So the district leaders asked parents to put their input in three separate reopening plans, and the options include a full reopen with in-person classes with strict social distancing guidelines, remote learning for all students until at least January, or hybrid models all around. So a virtual forum will be held tonight at 7 p.m. if you're curious on, you know, what's going to go on with either your school, or maybe you're a different school and you want to see what they're going to do. Because I know we've been taking so many different school districts, different ideas, and other schools are going in the same path as other schools as well.
Yeah, so seeing some trends, the hybrid model, certainly for the bigger districts, seems to be what's going to be happening, or at least
right. Attempted.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for stuff to do with the kiddos, the Strong Museum of Play has a brand new exhibit just for carnival lovers. It's because the museum debuted its pop-up Midway exhibit over the weekend. It features more than a dozen games for guests to earn tickets on. Among them, pinball machines, a test of strength, and Hot Wheels racing. All the tickets can be turned in for prizes. And of course, to help keep the exhibit healthy and safe, staff members are disinfecting all games after use and making sure guests use hand sanitizer.
Corey, this next story.
Yeah.
You know I had to do it, right? Obviously.
I'm not surprised, I guess.
Yeah, no. So, nightclubs, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the status with nightclubs? Specifically, adult nightclubs. So, Buffalo Nightclub opened back up after being granted a temporary restraining order. So, the State Liquor Authority closed Scores Buffalo Airport, the adult entertainment lounge, because of COVID-19 restriction. And the venue's legal team says that dancing is legal free speech and covered under the First Amendment.
Really?
So.
Okay. I guess.
So
it's a form of expression. Sure.
Sure. So the case will be back in court in August. But yeah, they're getting lawyers involved. They're really getting after it legally.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Dancing is a free sense of speech. So.
Yeah, it is. Dancing is absolutely 100% a form
of
expression.
I wonder if the dancers have to wear face masks.
They're
going to be really close to customers.
I'm guessing there's probably that violates the 6-foot rule 100%.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, gotta stay back, I would imagine.
Just don't know.
Yeah.
Just don't know.
Just how far can you throw a dollar bill? Coming up in the Team PXY feed.
Of course, I picked that story.
In the feed next hour, yeah. No, not, again, not surprised.
Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, speaking of bars and restaurants, how is New York State doing when it comes to compliance with all of the rules that are out there? We got an update over the weekend that we'll share with you around 8:25 this morning. Up online, 98pxy.com. The good news stories, we got that for you if you want to go take a look. Some of the highlights from today's good news. An ER doctor who got the virus in April just went home after 3 months in the hospital. Little Caesars has donated over 1 million pizzas to healthcare workers. And a landlord in Ohio waived a family's rent when they couldn't pay. And then gave them a little extra something to help them out. Again, this makes Breezy very upset because of the fact that her landlord literally jacked up the rent during the pandemic.
Which is a perfect segue into what we're talking about next. Maybe, maybe, maybe not ditching the landlord here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have had a ton of friends sit me down almost and say, you're wasting your money renting.
I mean,
you need
it's,
to buy a house.
It's
which
true.
They're not wrong.
No, you are.
They're not wrong.
I look back on all the years that I rented, and you're literally just lighting your money on fire. Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean,
the real estate right now, though, it is not a buyer's market.
It's not.
It's very competitive.
Yeah, really? It's kind of surprising considering everything
it's
that's going on.
It's tough. I have a friend who's putting like $30,000 over asking just to even get a shot at the house.
Wow.
So anyways, not looking to buy a house currently right this very moment, but I do have some questions for when I do, which could be 6 months to a year here, really starting to hone in and think about that. Obviously want to move in with Rachy, my girlfriend.
Sure. Yeah. That would be a logical step.
Don't think buying a house together would be a smart choice, considering we're not engaged or married.
I mean, I don't necessarily think that those need to be a prerequisite, but okay, if you don't feel like you've been together long enough to make that leap, that certainly is a big one. I guess that's understandable.
But I do think one of us buying a house would be a smart investment.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be her, whether it be me, don't really know.
It's going to be her. It's definitely 100% going to be her.
Well, that's rude.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. But we're trying to figure out the logistics here of rent. Uh-huh. And I think that I want to get everyone's opinion on this.
It's not rent when you own.
You know what I mean, Corey.
Yes, yes.
All mortgage. Of us living in this house together.
Yeah,
who's paying what? How the bills are getting divvied up? Because I've had a lot of people tell me, nope, that's her house. She'll pay the mortgage. And another another side of people tell me, you have to split it 50-50.
Who are the people? Who are the people that are saying that she has to pay all
I've
of it?
Had a lot of people say that.
What?
Like, I'll ask two people at once, right?
And you can just skate and pay nothing?
Maybe utilities? I don't know.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
So your options are, she again, with the understanding that she is the one that purchases the home, her name is on the mortgage.
Sure.
The options are she pays all of it and you pay nothing. And then even it out with other utilities or whatever. Or you guys split 50-50. I think there's more options here. I think there's plenty of options. Yeah. We'll get into this. Share your thoughts. What do you think if a couple moves into a house together, but only one person's name is on the mortgage? How should it be split? I think there's one huge factor that you're not bringing up that will decide what the logical thing to do next is.
Okay.
I'll share that. Share your thoughts too. 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show right now and up online at 98PXY Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.